Minnesota News Network, I'm Shalom Maloney. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down President Trump's tariffs will have an impact on Minnesota farmers. Mankato DFL State Senator Nick Frentz says it's good news for the 2,000 family farms in his district and statewide.
We want our farmers to continue producing the best commodities in the world and to get a fair price. And part of that is we have to be seen as reliable trading partners around the world. We have been. What our farmers want is just an opportunity to compete without interference. And the tariffs were preventing them from trading with some countries that in the past had been great.
Frentz says better trading and prices will save many Minnesota farms from going under. Federal prosecutors say they're still deciding whether to seek the death penalty for Vance Belzer, the man accused of killing former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and injuring State Senator John Hoffman and his wife last June. Belzer appeared briefly in federal court in Minneapolis today. The judge questioned whether recent staff resignations at the U.S. Attorney's Office would delay the case, but prosecutors said they don't expect any setbacks. They'll give an update on the death penalty decision in April. A new study from the U of M found that letting teens sleep a little longer didn't reduce the amount of physical activity they took part in. School of Public Health researcher Kayla Johnson says the study is part of a larger effort to start school later.
One of the main concerns that parents have when we talk about delaying school start times is this concern that if teens sleep more, they'll have less time to be active. And our results really show kind of the opposite.
269th graders in Minnesota took part in the study. And thousands of people are in St. Paul this week for the Minnesota Girls State High School Hockey Tournament. Jamie Lucky Hendrickson of Visit St. Paul says tournament time is exciting.
We love it. You know, we start out with girls hockey and then welcome gymnastics, wrestling, and then boys hockey at the start of March. And it's so fun to welcome all these athletes and their families.
The girls' hockey semifinals are being played today at the Grand Casino Arena. In other headlines, a plan to create a Minnesota Office of Inspector General is stuck again in the Minnesota House. The Senate passed it last year with bipartisan support, but House committees slowed it this week. Senator Heather Gustafson says the bill isn't moving yet.
I'm frustrated, but I'm hopeful. And again, we're in week one, so there's no reason to feel like it's over. What Senator Cruen and I are saying is it feels like it's stalled, but not dead.
Another House hearing is expected next week. A Rochester woman accused of using a racial slur against an 8-year-old autistic boy is headed to trial. 36-year-old Shiloh Hendricks has pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of disorderly conduct. Investigators say the boy grabbed an applesauce pouch from her diaper bag at a playground last spring, and Hendricks responded by repeatedly using the slur before taking it back. The incident was recorded on video and went viral. Her jury trial is set for April 13th. And the Timberwolves return from the All-Star break tonight with a home game against the Mavericks. The Wolves' last game was a 133-109 win over the Trailblazers on the 11th. This is MNN.